USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Peru officials revised the country's COVID-19 death toll Monday from just over 69,000 to over 180,000 after a review. Almost tripling of the official number means Peru has the worst pandemic death rate per capita, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed Monday to stop funding for the state legislature in response to House Democrats walking out to block Republicans' voting integrity bill. Abbott had voted to sign the bill into law, but Democrats prevented it from passing with Sunday night's walkout before a midnight voting deadline. A Los Angeles Police Department airplane made an emergency landing on a busy California highway Monday without crashing or causing any injuries. A CHP dispatcher said the plane touched down shortly before 7 p.m. Pacific on US 101, about 35 miles north of Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text NORTH to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
President Biden's crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be called out by those that had the border secure less than a year ago. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior.
In his first weeks in office, President Biden issued 16 executive actions that have led to the humanitarian crisis at the border. Star of The Love Boat, McHale's Navy, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Gavin McLeod, died early Saturday at the age of 90 in Palm Desert, California. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
World leaders are pushing back on China's claim the coronavirus pandemic began in the wild. Some lawmakers are saying the cozy relationship between China and President Biden and his family may hinder the truth. House Oversight and Reform Committee's Congressman James Comer on Fox News explains.
Well, I think the Democrats could also fear that the Biden conflicts of interest with China may come to light. You know, the Democrats were very outspoken in their concern about Russian relationships with the Trump family, with Russian business relationships, which we all know now never were true. Those were conspiracy theories on behalf of the Democrats. Now we have factual evidence that China has betrayed the United States trust in the worst possible way, but yet the Democrats don't want to get to the bottom of this. And I think that the relationship with Hunter Biden in China, the fact that during the Obama-Biden years they clearly gave China free rein to do whatever they want with respect to trade, with respect to climate regulations. And now we've got, pretty solid evidence that China played the major role in creating this virus. And at the very least, they covered it up. They know a lot more than they're telling us.
Right.
And it's just really disappointing the Democrats won't try to get to the bottom of this.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.